Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. Let's start off with your cover story. And it's sports this week because we have a very big game coming up tomorrow, Friday, at the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. Las Cruces High is playing Manzano, the top-ranked high school team in the state. And they are playing here because of some kind of a rule that stipulates that the last time they played, if they played at Manzano, then they play here. So anyway, the winner goes to the state championship. And Las Cruces High has had a really good season. They're 10-1. They were 2-1 to begin with. They lost their third game and now have won 8 straight. And they won last week in the quarterfinal game against Rio Rancho. So, and the weather is supposed to be really nice, unseasonably warm tomorrow night or Friday night. Yeah. And so it should be a good turnout, a good game, and we'll see what happens.
All right. We'll look for highlights coming up in next week's bulletin. And we also have a story in this week's paper about former city councilor Olga Pedrosa, who decided not to run for re-election. Of course, Gabe Vasquez is the new councilor in that district. She reflects on 8 years of service.
She does, and after 8 years, I guess you just get a little context for everything you've done. I think one of the reasons, other than her age, she's 75, as she mentions in this article. And but besides that, I think she was pretty comfortable with Vasquez running for that District 3 seat. And so that probably made her decision a little bit easier. But she reflects on a number of issues that came before her and the council in the last 8 years. And one of them, the minimum wage, which she supported. And then she talks about how she, it's pretty interesting. She's had a very interesting life. She's lived in Mexico and has been in other careers and really got involved in municipal politics very late in her life, relatively speaking. So pretty interesting background there.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of interesting, a woman that I've interviewed, former Mayfield High teacher Amy Carpenter. When she left teaching, she was in the Peace Corps, and she was in Morocco. Tell me about this.
Absolutely, and you know, talk about another you know, very bold move for somebody who's already had a career. And she has been pretty much a world traveler ever since. But she wrote a first person, I'll call it a travelogue, about Morocco, her experiences there and some of the hardships and some of the beauty that she saw. And I really, the photos that she took of her trip in Morocco are really compelling, and they'll grab your attention. And it's just a really neat story, not the kind of story we normally run in the paper because it's about something overseas, but it is a Las Cruces who's doing it, and it's very interesting, and I draw people's attention to it.
Can't wait to see that. All right, we also have an NMSU professor who is going to be going back to Broadway.
He was at NMSU when he wrote Children of a Lesser God, and that play from little old Las Cruces, almost 37 years ago, pretty much, debuted on Broadway, ran for 887 performances by Mark Medoff, and then it became, it was turned into a film, won a Best Actress Oscar for Marley Matlin. And so the screenplay was a hit, the movie was a hit, and in 2014 there were discussions about reviving the play again for Broadway, and that's what they're doing.
And it's happening.
With very few changes, a little tweak here or there.
I only have about 30 seconds, but in Southwest Living we got some license plate collectors.
Yes, and the biggest New Mexico State license plate collection in the state, and the history is kind of interesting. We all have license plates who drive, and it's pretty interesting to see where where the history is and what started when and who did them and just the dates on them. Very fascinating story about the history of those plates.
Can't wait to see it. Marty Racine of the Bulletin. Marty, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.